This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn, Julian and Sharitz. And Julian, you're going to be speaking to the chairman of the National Higher Education Fund Corporation, or PTPTN, later on The Breakfast Grill.
That's right. We all know that one in five PTPTN borrowers are not repaying their loans, and the fund is in danger of hitting about $76 billion in debt, by 2040 if this is not addressed. Currently, about 40 billion ringgit is owed to PTPTN.
So Julian is going to be speaking to Wan Saiful Wanjan, chairman of PTPTN, in about half an hour after the 8 o'clock news, so be sure to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, the results of the EU elections are coming in, and it looks like the power blocs have started to lose their grip. So let's take a look at some of the key results. There seems to be an anti-establishment mood. The big centre-right and centre-left blocs have lost their combined majority, and this is amid increases in support for the Liberals, Greens and Nationalists across the board. Populists gained some ground, but not as much as was predicted.
Yes, that's right. In Germany, the centrists suffered, and in the UK, both Labour and the Conservatives suffered massively to the newly formed Brexit Party that's led by firebrand Nigel Farage. And this won a big amidst gains for the Liberal Democrats as well as the Green Party. And I think that it's interesting that the turnout in the UK was very low, just under 40%, actually.
And the other interesting thing is that So Farage has been speaking about maybe the end, this is being the end of the two-party system in the UK. And it's quite, so the Brexit Party did very well. They gained something like 32% of the vote, whereas the Labour and Conservative parties both suffered. The Conservatives actually recorded their worst performance since 1832.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, yeah, the UK may have their turnout below 37%, but overall, the EU turnout was higher than it was over the past 20 years. And Belgium showed the highest participation numbers, and Slovakia showed the lowest. And analysts say that the overall participation trends are due to the rise of populist parties as well as increased climate change awareness.
Nationalist and and far-right parties also saw victory in Italy and France. So the parties of Marine Le Pen and Macron in France will both have 23 seats, but this could change once Britain exits the EU. So to find out more about what the results out of the EU parliamentary elections mean, we have on the line with us Dimitrios Argyrolis, a researcher at the University of Sheffield in Greece. Thank you for joining us, Dimitrios. What's your key takeaway from this election?
This time we had the huge rise of the voter turnout, and that was a surprise, I would say. An over 50% turnout, which is surprising. So that happened for the first time in at least two decades. Another thing is that usually we had two main political groups, the central-left Socialists and Democrats, and the central-right holding the majority. In this case, those two groups losing this kind of majority, and we had the rise of a new centrist group that will include French President Macron's MEPs, the members of the European Parliament of this group, and other liberals. And those MEPs, new incoming members will become the key makers, those that will decide on the fate of the European Commission president, which is going to be approved by the European Parliament.
And there's been some discussion about the gains from the far-right groups, but it seems like this has only happened in isolated countries. In your opinion, is the populist movement in Europe as strong as it's claimed to be?
I think that it is strong, but it is not strong enough to, let's say, destabilize the way that the EU works, because the EU, I mean, is a coalition of many member states. So what happened in individual countries in different times does not mean that will destabilize the whole EU. What is important, though, is that within particular countries, we have significant development. For example, the win of Le Pen's national rally in France, it is a important symbolic victory. Okay. Or, for example, the win of Matteo Salvini's League in Italy is, of course, important for Italian politics, but that does not necessarily mean that will create a huge issue, or it will destabilize the way the EU functions. So you have to understand that we have national implications and European implications, but those kind of implications of the EU, the European election, does not necessarily realign.
And Germany's Greens made strong gains in the poll. What does this mean for Angela Merkel's Christian Democratic Union CDU/CSU alliance?
Well, this is an important, very important development for the alliance. Of course, it does not pose a huge problem for Angela Merkel's party, the CDU, but does pose a huge question about the central left, about the SPD. And what we observe is the long demise of the central left that happened across the EU the last few years. But especially in Germany, this is a very, very important development for the coalition. This has, I would say, wider implications because the central left, the socialists and democrats, they were, you know, one of a major political force, one of the two, let's say, major political powers after the war. So this kind of development is very, very important for the future, for the direction of the EU and for the direction of German politics.
So finally, Dimitrios, does the UK's stalled Brexit issue complicate matters in this election?
Okay, Brexit is unresolved, and this is true. And of course, Britain is a major country in the EU. It is still in the EU, and we'll see what happens. But in terms of EU politics and EU arrangements, the UK is in quarantine at the moment. The major political forces, they try not to take into consideration what happens within the UK, what happens in the UK politics. I do not expect that it will have major political effects. But of course, what happens in the UK and what happens with the UK government will have an effect in terms of the negotiations and what negotiations will take place. But I do not expect that there's going to be, that the UK elections would have major political effects in other countries. It's a special case, in other words. The UK. It's considered to be a special case.
Thank you, Dimitrios. And that was Dimitrios Argyrolis, a researcher at the University of Sheffield in Greece. And actually, the EU parliamentary elections is a very interesting case. Now, Dimitrios made a point about Italy and France, which were two of the countries that saw the largest swings to a populist movement. And this was actually less of a reflection of European regional politics as it was a reflection of national politics. So, for example, in France, Marine Le Pen leads the National Front, or the National Rally, and she was Emmanuel Macron's main rival during the French elections when he was elected president. And Macron's approval ratings are at an all-time low because France is coming out of 6 months of the yellow vest protests that have been happening and have put Paris at a standstill. Other parts of the country also every Saturday see protests. So it's unsurprising then that his popularity is such that Marine Le Pen's party actually topped his party in the European parliamentary elections. Actually, some analysts are even saying that it's surprising that he did so well.
Yeah, actually, I find that very interesting as well, because while it is commented that the rise of populism is not worrying at the moment, I think I disagree, because I feel that even if their votes, the votes that they obtained were small, it's still a force to contend with. And if this kind of feeling becomes contagious for the rest of Europe, then we'll have Donald Trump on one side, you know, who believes in that kind of populism, and then the EU on the other side, maybe sometime down the road. And that situation in Germany mentioned by our guest is also quite interesting, because this is really heralding a changing of tides when Angela Merkel's alliance is losing that grip. They were Socialist Democrat, and Margrethe Vestager, who's the liberal Danish EU chief, you know, she might become the first woman to helm the European Commission, and she is for breaking up the monopolies, gender equality, and things like that. You know, this kind of a shift that we're seeing in the European Union would have a very profound global consequences.
But there's also the point to be made that sometimes in the EU parliamentary elections, you do see a swing towards a slightly more anti-government sentiment compared to the actual national elections. So there's it still remains to be seen whether the results of the elections now will have a lasting impact on the countries themselves. Now, we'll be back with more local news for you after this, so be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.